for the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pour wild mountain thyme all around.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Caithness Craft Collective. This week, Caithness went over the water to Orkney. The blether is on fire, and I'll tell you what the collective and myself have been up to this week. So grab your tea, your knitting or your crafting, and I'll tell you what the crack is this week. I'd like to dedicate this to Imogen. I'd like to start by saying hello to all my listeners. The web hoster site tells me that I have 82 subscribers, which is pretty cool. So other than my mum and Sarah, who I know are definitely listening, it is nice to speak to you. I'm not 100% convinced I've got that right, but in Louise La La Land, where it's pink and fluffy and I like to go to sometimes, it is a bit of an ego boost. So if anybody has suggestions for future blether subjects, then feel free to leave a comment or email me. I also have a mistake in last week's podcast. I did say I was doing discharged dyes, and I meant to say I was doing dispersed dyes. The difference is, when you discharge, you take out, like you bleach something out, or if you disperse it, you take it from one item and put it on another, which is what I did. So sorry, put me all over the coals. Now, I've also figured out how to edit this. I've watched quite a few tutorials and I have music. Ta-da! So you have been listening to Mark Gunn, Wild Mountain Thyme, and this is from Mervio's Music Alley, which is podcast safe, and I have to say that if I use it. Reason I chose it is because it's kind of Scottishy, but also it's a song I like to sing to my bairns as a lullaby, and when I was looking for something appropriate, it came up. And the dude Mark Gunn, he also has some music on this webcast about never drinking with hobbits. I think he's a bit of a Lord of the Rings fan, as am I, but it's kind of funny. Is that not just taking it a little bit too far? However, fair play to him, and isn't it nice? It's not just me that you're hearing this week. There is also a new rule for my podcast. It shall be no longer than 30 minutes. As if it's longer than that, I kind of load it up. Well, I could, but I have to pay for it, and I'm not that nice. Anyway, I shall move on. This week I left Caithness and I went northwards for a day trip to Orkney. As we'd company up for Easter, we decided to go over the Pentland Firth. So packed up all the bairns and we took the Gills Ferry and the very snazzy Pentalina catamaran. And we left the car at the harbour and went over as foot passengers. And she's a lovely boat, a very smooth crossing. Met a few people I knew on the crossing and it went over in 1 hour. The bacon rolls and the tea were excellent, and my bairns weren't seasick at all, which was always a bonus. The service bus meets the ferry at St Margaret's Hope, and the journey up to Kirkwall, which is Orkney's capital town, takes about 25 minutes. The Orkney Isles lie at the shortest distance, 6 miles north of the mainland Scotland. It has 67 islands that make up the Orkney Archipelago. I say that because I like the word. You can fly there and you can get the ferry from Caithness or Aberdeen. Caithness has 2 main ferries and 1 summer service. We disembarked at Kirkwall bus station, which is right beside the tourist information, and I made a beeline to get a map. What lovely, helpful people. And I collected a leaflet on Orkney's craft trail for future reference. No way am I doing that with my bairns and my husband presents. Well, the bairns were trash the place and the husband would moan about the cost of things. Also, you do need a car to go around them because it's all the workshops were based where they are in the Orkneys. So it's from the bottom of South Ronaldsay right up to the top of Papa Westry. So then we wandered up into Kirkwall, a very busy, bustling town centre, which was very nice. I found a craft shop which had Surder Crofter wool in the window, which you know that I like. So went in, came back out, didn't buy anything. And husband looked at me and went, "What's wrong?" And I says, "Oh, I didn't have any money." And he says, "Here, gave me money and put me back in, which was very nice. So I got a bag of felting wool in browns and green tones. I'm not sure if I can get this in Caithness, which is quite nice. So we visited the cathedral, which is founded in the 12th century. Now, Sandy lost and found his glove, and I think that these gloves are a lie, as they never are in the same place that I leave them. We went and had lunch and then lost the husbands to go to the Highland Park Distillery. Does whisky making constitute a craft? I then found a great shop, which is Judith Glue. She designs and sells her own knitting, and she has locals knit them up, and they're all sold in the shop. She has lots of other Arcadian craft for sale as well, which most notably for me was Recycled by Design, which are based in Papawestry, who are on the craft trail. Now, these are purses and bags made from recycled woolen jumpers. Mostly the waistband has been felted and cut, and all you've got is this rib, and then it's turned into thirds and has a popper to keep it together. Very, very nice, very clever. And there was also North Ramsey wool for sale, which I wish I'd bought now, although I'm still not sure exactly what I would do with it, but I spent the whole day thinking, oh, I wish I bought that. But I did pick up two cones of a 2-ply yarn in variegated blues and greens. There's a stand for leftover cones of yarn from these knitted garments, and it was actually quite difficult choosing which to buy, especially when you're trying to do it quickly and stop your 4-year-old pull the display over as he thinks it's a Darlik. So a very lovely local lady did tell me to take my time, not worry about the bairns, as the staff have bairns too and they're used to them. I was a wee bit on edge, I have to say, but very nice shop. And that was my crafting purchases from Orkney. There are also a lovely shop called Tate and Style, and they are around the corner, which I didn't find. It's probably a good job. I've just spent quite a lot of money in there. But I do know that they have an exhibition at St Margaret's Hope on quilts just now from April to September. And this is Hoxha Tapestry Gallery, although we didn't stop. Now in the afternoon we took the bairns to Soft Play, and then we got the bus back to the ferry, and it was much smoother going home. Not that I was bothered, but our friend was. And it's very easy to get over and around, and I hope to go back soon. That wasn't this week's blether, just my day out. This week's blether is on the subject of fear. Ian Brown, who's a singer, songwriter, used to be in the Stone Roses, wrote and sang Fear, which is F-E-A-R. I quite liked it at first, but my husband, who's a huge fan, pointed out that the whole song consists of every line's words spelling out the word fear, i.e. for each a road, for every man a religion, find everybody and rule, for everything and rumble, forget everything and remember, for everything a reason, forgive everybody and remember. It does go on a little bit more than that. It's really about, I thought this was an amazing piece of poetry, and sort of all together I think it's a great form. It says, you've got the fear, you've got the fear. It was in the car when I was pregnant with my first bairn, and quite a difficult time, I'm not going into that. This was my anthem to get through the fear, and I've used it ever since. We're all afraid of different things, and what scares you and others, somebody else will scoff at. Obviously, I'm afraid of something awful will happen to my family and the big things, but, well, I'm not afraid of spiders. Oh no, my fear is using the telephone. Now, I know Sarah and Mum would probably be laughing right now, but I really do not like using the telephone. It's not the concept of a phone, and Alexander Graham Bell was a genius. But if I have to phone someone, especially on business, I get a cold, clammy feeling and I get tongue-tied. I think it comes from being a temporary secretary and not having a clue what I'm talking about when I was in different businesses for a year. I have no problem talking to anybody face-to-face. In fact, I'm quite a friendly person. I have no problem with public speaking, as long as I'm prepared, and I have no problem with this podcast, but ring somebody up? No, thank you. My husband is highly frustrated by this, and thankfully will do most of the phoning. But recently, Radio 1 DJ Fern Cotton said the same thing. She hates the phone too, and, well, she's a DJ. So there's hope for me yet, but I managed to get around it quite easily by using text on my mobile or the internet, emailing somebody or looking up information or getting somebody else to do my dirty work for me, which, yeah, that happens quite a lot. So there you go, I have confessed. Now, I'm sure you will all have fears too, be it big or small, and I promise not to scoff at yours if you don't scoff at mine, especially about the spiders. I have a book by Susan Jeffers called Fear the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's a very good book, lots of good advice. And I'll also give the Ian Brown song a listen too. I'll put the link up on the blog notes for the YouTube. I do try to feel the fear and do it anyway. On that note, I shall move on to what the collective have been up to this week. Now, Vimto was at my house on Easter Monday as my visitor was guest of honour, and she was making cards for my Mr. Men, Wallace and Gromit, and my Let's Make Cards kits. So she made five and they were very good. Sarah was sewing up a purple version of her round handbag. Picture of the green one is on Flickr on my blog, so you have an idea what I'm talking about. And it's the purple one's now ready to be felted. She was frogging the green bag down a size, and we were having a discussion about what wool she could use as a replacement for the next bag, as the supplier of the American wool has been taking forever, so she cancelled the order. Now she has actually ordered some from eBay, and she has been asked to do some for the shop in John O'Groats. So if you were up at the shop at John O'Groats, Puffin Cottage, pop in, buy some eggs from Chris, and have a look at Sarah's handbags. Now Naomi was doing acrylic painting on a small canvas. It's about 10 by 10, if not smaller. Now she likes the Irish artist Rooney, and was painting a boat inspired by his colours and style. Needless to say, it was brilliant, very admired, and Naomi was modest as ever. Now I was knitting. I'll tell you more about that later. So that was Vimto. The textile artist was not on Easter Monday, and I did play with my dispersed ink papers. Not my discharged ink, my dispersed. So, did I say that about the ironing board cover protection? I did. Because, I repeat, protect your ironing board cover. Iron over a piece of paper, or you will get ink everywhere. It doesn't necessarily go on the iron, but it really does go on the ironing board because it was hot and the ink sort of goes everywhere. It was immense fun. Now, it only works on synthetic material, so I had a bit of a rummage and I had good fun cutting up bits and pieces. I found some velvet and some other material that if you rub it hard enough, it sparks. Therefore, it must be man-made. The big project that we're doing now, April's word is colour, and the technique is discharge, and the material is velvet. I have started on a purple piece of velvet with the dispersed dyes because I thought they were discharged, but there you go. I had it in my head before, it will bleach some of it out. And I have a couple of other pieces of material, and they are going to be the sunset and the northern lights across the top of the picture. But as for those who are not sure, I am doing a big canvas. And it is going to be of my house and garden, slightly abstract, well, a lot abstract, because it is not in proportion. And every month we have a project to do. That was textile artists. Next week we are doing our dyeing fabrics and fibres day, which we're all getting geared up for. Now, me. My big news is that my birthday present finally arrived. It was my birthday last month, but I only got organised, and my present is a cutting mat, a ruler, and rotary cutter. Now, these are all from www.cottonpatch.co.uk. Very quick to post it and very nice. I have no excuses now, although mum has told me that she has to give me a tutorial on how to cut it so I don't cut my fingers off. Everybody at Textile Artist did agree with her, and as Juliana said, you can't craft if you haven't got fingers. So I haven't used it. It's still sitting in its packet upstairs going, hello, use me, because it speaks, you know. Well, it does in Louise La La Land, but obviously it won't in yours. It'll probably have a different accent. It might even speak a different language to you. There you go. However, along with the rotary cutter and mat, I have ordered 3 meters of dyer's muslin for my dyeing day. Also, a pack of utility fabric. And most of this I'm going to use for dyeing, and it is in a slightly bigger size than A4. And it includes ticking, which makes me laugh. I know you will all know what ticking is, but I just like the word, ticking. Cotton, muslin, silk organza. There was a piece that of material did tell you what it was. You can use it for making ironing board covers, which would be handy if I had ruined mine, which I haven't, so I don't know what I'm going to use it for. Mum ordered some cream shaded cotton for her block a month pattern that she has been signed up for online. I will tell you more about this when I write it all down and ask her. Also, she ordered a pack of sweet Daisy May fat quarters and a panel, which is to make my daughter Daisy's first doovie, because she'll be going into her bed this year. It's very cute. It's the pinkish version and it has basically got daisies on it. I'm a sucker for all things Daisy. Now, I have finished my March project of textile artists of wind, and it is actually my wind turbine, and it's cut out from painted luchador, and it's been hand embroidered and then needle felted grass at the bottom. It's mostly got stem stitch and satin stitch, and there is a picture on the Flickr. I was quite pleased with it, actually. It turned out quite well and it's the right size for the canvas. I have also mostly been knitting my Debbie Bliss dress with eyelets, and yes, I did run out of wool. I was knitting away and I felt like I was never getting over the crotch, and all of a sudden I was at the line where I had to do the eyelets, and then I knew from then on in it wasn't too bad, but I was rapidly running out of wool. I said before I knew I had to order some and was trying to decide what other yarn to go with it, but then decided to myself, I can just buy this one ball from somewhere, I'm sure I can, and I found Peachy Ethnets. I'll put the web address on the blog notes, and it was £2.80 a ball for 50 grams, which is very good. The postage was £2, but they sent it recorded, and it was ordered 8 o'clock Monday night, and it was delivered Wednesday lunchtime. Which you kind of see fairer than that, because I live in the north of Scotland and this was sent from Essex. So hooray the post office. Now, I know I said I didn't need more wool, but I ordered some. I ordered 2 balls of Debbie Bliss Baby Cashmere No, and it's a baby blue colour for oodles of babies that are being born this year, my cousin included. So I'm bound to need a little boy's jumper somehow. I thought I was going to run out of wool. So, top tip, always start with the right amount of yarn required. Or you can always order more because it's more fun. Don't tell anybody I said that. Now, as I'm at the point of getting the dress off my 3¼ millimetre knitting needles, I casted on my Serda Crofter jumper today. Woohoo! I have knitted rib for the first time ever. I don't know how I've managed to avoid this, but so far no mistakes, and I am 6 rows in. I think I'll do some more tonight. What I have to do with the dress with eyelets is the neck band and the band around the arms. It doesn't have sleeves, so it's just to finish it off. I have to sew the shoulder seams together and pick up and knit around the neck. So I think I'll just do the crofter jumper. I think this is going to be starditis, but no, I will finish it for the next podcast. It is very good having a podcast because I feel like I have to do stuff so I can talk to you about it. I'm using it as my motivation. As I said, next Monday I'm doing the dyeing fabrics and fibres. I'm very much looking forward to this. We'll be a mess everywhere. It'll be good fun. And finally, we had our first haul of the creels in the boat. Actually, much thanks to Sarah from Vimto, who helped Richard, my husband, shoot the creels on a foggy Sunday, and the crab and lobster was yummy. If anyone wants to buy some, contact me on www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com or caithnesscraftcollective@googlemail.com, or leave any other comments or suggestions. You don't necessarily have to be wanting to buy some lobster or crab. Thank you for listening, and keep on crafting.